my loves, this is Sandra Bear Davis, the Appalachian Medicine Woman, and you are listening to New Earth Wealth Magic. And I am so happy to have you here with me here today. How are you doing? Have you had a good day? Have you had a prosperous and abundant day? Have things gone your way? Have people been kind to you and sweet to you? Have they listened to you? Have they helped you and been loving and kind to you? Well, I hope so. And I hope that you're able to give that back as a gift to others as well. Because we're going to be working with New Earth Wealth Magic. What I mean when I say New Earth Wealth Magic is that we are in a world that is changing. We are in a world where heart-centered businesses are getting ready to be the wave of the future. We are getting ready to come into a time where 1% of the population is not going to own 99% of everything. So how do we make this shift? How do we make a shift in society? You know, what do we do? How do we navigate this so that we're prosperous and abundant, as well as helpful to others, and that we help uplift and uprise as many people as possible? Because I'm a big believer in the fact that we as human beings are all here to be haves, that there should be no have-nots whatsoever. And that I believe we were created for this abundance and that it is our birthright. And so a little bit about me. I'm an Appalachian folk medicine woman, which means I'm of Cherokee and Celtic descent. Other folk medicine practitioners may be different, you know, different blends of ethnicities, but that's what's in my family. And so in the deep southern Appalachian mountains, we were your hillbilly healers. Your hillbilly healers, right? Healers. But so we're mystics. And we do healing work. We work with nature spirits and angels, and we work with, you know, the elements of nature, and we work with water and tea and berries and fruit, and work with making things like bone broth. And we were the ones that were called in to help birth babies and also to comfort those who were on their deathbed. Well, that has continued on for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it evolved from, you know, since time immemorial, women have been doing this and working as practitioners in these sacred healing arts, and it continues to this day. And so we're wisdom keepers, or some people call us wizens, and so we hold some knowledge. You know, there's no know-it-all. Nobody knows it all. But there are wisdom keepers in the world with some different, you know, little different keys. And my key, because I work with the elements of earth and the elements of water primarily, is I'm really great with healing. I'm really great with intuition and also abundance, helping people manifest what they need to create the life of their dreams. And I've had 3 near-death experiences in my life. The first one, I went to the Akashic Record Library, and that's the Book of the Souls. I'm going to be telling you so many stories over the years in this podcast. I will tell you about what it was like in the Akashic Record Library, what it was like to cross over to the other side, what it was like to be reached out to by an angel and invited into that garden of delight. And then I've had other near-death experiences where 3 years ago I was in a car wreck and lost 3 family members. I myself sustained very bad crushed right side and brain damage. And for 11 months, I walked between the worlds. This is a shamanic tradition, Appalachian folk medicine. A more new age term that people would use would be shaman. But it's in native traditions would be called medicine, or medicine is the magic of the person. It's their personal power. It's our personal power we have worked on by energy gathering and by taking in knowledge. And so I really want to share this with folks, because I really want to see everybody progress into a great amounts of abundance. And the second near-death experience that I had was when, in this car wreck, I lost 3 family members. I got to see an angel wrap its wings around them, take them into the light. And then I was only saved because of the because of the angel that put its wings around me. And in those 11 months that I had where I was walking between the worlds, in other words, I had brain damage. And so I was there present in body, but my spirit had traveled to fifth dimension into the heavens and was learning. And when you learn about time, which is going to be a fun thing we're going to talk about too, the bending of time, manipulation of time, getting into the quantum field, you know, there's just so many things to talk about and discuss as we go through this. But particularly, I want to work with New Earth magic. And when a practitioner has death experiences, you come back to life with three spiritual gifts. And so one of the gifts that I was given was wealth manifestation ceremonies of abundance. And I thought, you know, it would be really nice to be able to share a lot of these principles with people that might be interested in learning it. And hopefully it would help lighten up your life and ease your life and clear your energy and raise your vibration to the point you can start creating miracles in your life. And then you could be a service to so many other people. You could be happy. And then each one of us, as we have joy, do you know what we do? We raise the vibration of the whole entire planet. So your individual joy matters. My joy matters. Our joy matters. And a lot of times what brings people really, really down, besides physical health issues or mental health issues, grief, can also be money issues. They're very hard to deal with. They can really put you into a worry mindset. And so my intention as a healer is to help heal as many people as I can with them bringing in great amounts of abundance and prosperity with the different projects that you know you want to do, the things you've been called to do, you know, to enable you to be able to do these things. To manifest the funds needed to be able to move forward in life and to be able to do these things. And it's such a privilege and such an honor to be able to do this for people. I've been watching some YouTube on Gary Vee. He's a young, millennial fella, and he's talking about some really, really practical aspects of getting your message out there. And so podcasts is one of them. And which is funny because back in the day I had Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. And now I find out today that, wow, you can do a podcast and it doesn't have to cost anything. And back in the day, they charged you to do it. So this is fun, to be able to do this. And so I'll get into what I always did was kind of an enchanted tea time talk. I would do channeling and talk with the angels, do readings. Bring things in, but we're going to focus a lot on the elements of earth. So in the tarot, that would be, your pentacles or your coins. So that would be your earth energy. And the angel that would work with that would be Uriel. Uriel works with your day-to-day aspects of life. And so we're going to be working with that very grounded kind of energy so that you can be, very spiritual in your life. But you can also be joyful and grounded and prosperous and abundant and able to give to others, to be able to do what you're here to do in a real joyful way. I think it's super important. I feel super called to do it. And I'm just as happy as I can be to be able to share it with you. I might keep the podcast short today, so that I can work up on some things I'm going to talk with you about. Most of the time I'm going to be walking down the beach when I'm talking with you, because I get a lot of energy and insight from the element of water and the ocean and all of nature. And I want to bring that to you. I want to bring that energy of healing, high vibration, divine love, divine light, gratitude, happiness, and joy. And despite the fact that lots of us have endured some really horrible things in our life, abuses, and we've lost ones that we have loved, and we have gone through grief and health challenges, we can still be joyful, because joy is a spiritual principle that is not dependent on external circumstances. But boy, when those external circumstances are good, it's so much easier, isn't it? So we're going to be working on creating the life of your dreams. And we're not going to do this in any kind of rushed way. This is not a rich, get rich quick way. In fact, I work with a three to free. It's 3 years to absolute financial freedom and abundance and creation of the life of your dreams. And we're going to be running healing energies in our time together. And if you would like, I hope that you will subscribe to the podcast and recommend it to others. That would be, I would so much appreciate that. And I thank you for your time today. Please look me up on Facebook, Sandra Bayer Davis. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube, Sandra Bayer Davis. Please like and share and all the, you know, all them things that you do. And I hope you have such a beautiful and blessed day. I can't tell you what an absolute joy it is to connect to you in energy and to love you. And I know we're going to create miracles together and that we're going to both and all be able to live the life of our dreams and create a better world for our babies and for the seven generations following so that they can live in a beautiful new earth. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.